Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
It's a beautiful morning, 9:04 on this Thursday. Thank you for listening. I'm Jim O'Hara with WVIK News. Just 8%, or 184,000, of Iowa's 2.2 million registered voters cast ballots in Tuesday's primary elections. Iowa's top election official, Secretary of State Paul Pate, said his office will be analyzing the turnout numbers to determine what factors contributed to the overall voter participation. The last time there was no statewide race in Iowa's primary elections was 2012, and about 9% of eligible voters participated. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds was the guest speaker yesterday at the Association of Business and Industry conference held in Davenport at the River Center. She says the state's past government alignment bills make Iowa more efficient for business.
We've moved permitting, building code standards, and safety inspections into a single front door. We consolidated our IT department with the Department of Management, achieving an annual savings of at least $4.5 million, and I can tell you without hesitation that that's conservative.
The governor also touted her cutting 21 agencies in her cabinet, saying it would save $215 million over 4 years. Attendees applauded her statement on Iowa's passing of 5 tax reform bills since 2018. Reynolds claimed that the upcoming 3.8% flat income tax would help all Iowans. That tax rate goes into effect January 1st of next year. WVIK Quad Cities weather today, sunny, breezy, high near 78. Overnight low 56 with clear skies, Friday sunny and a high near 79. I'm Jim O'Hara, WVIK News.